Blog Talk Radio.
Was the 3rd of June another sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. Flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Oh, thank you very much, Margie Singleton. Old Billy Joe. Hey, Margie, thanks for coming on the Hoomagoo today.
Hey, how are you doing? Long time no talk.
I know.
We've been texting and not talking.
You know what? Texting is
not
talking. I am doing well. Oh, my. Margie's in Nashville or Hendersonville. Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Hendersonville.
I'm in the Milwaukee area. Yeah. And I had the pleasure to go hang out with her a couple Thanksgivings ago and did a live show at your house. And
you were
here. Thanksgiving. Amazing.
My house is totally changed now. I still have my music room downstairs, but I have a home recording studio now. In my son took my living room and dining room, and and transformed it into a recording studio for me. So now I can, and he's engineering. That's what he's done all his life. And so we're just having a good time writing songs and going right in there and recording them.
God
it's,
bless.
It's just life's good that way right now.
That is just amazing. Thank you that you're able to do that for everybody. You know, you had such a great life career, and you shared that with me at your house in your jukebox with all your great songs all through your career, you know. And
yeah.
You told me Eddie Rabbit was there, and, you know, all the country stories that you shared with me. And now that you're in the studio at home, I mean, how cool is that? And, you know, the spirit is always renewed with you. My first time I talked to you, you were at one of your prayer services, and you went in the back room. Wasn't that a neat time?
Right.
I mean, that you took the time on the Humagoo, you know.
We could hear them singing and preaching in there, and I was back in the, trying to get in the another room so I could talk. It was quite, I'm surprised you ever talked to me again, Tom.
Oh, I love that. That's a great story. Yeah. You know, my show, and that is all just, you know, it's good karma. I always use the term karma, but, you know, karma's peace, good feelings, all that with you, Margie.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what it's always about.
Yeah.
And
it was from the get-go. We just kind of clicked from the get-go.
And it's so great that you're
loving you.
I know we had such a nice time. I stopping over and invite me over. I met Jeremy Parsons that weekend, and I did a live show with Jeremy at the hotel, and then also at your house. And then you got to play on your guitar to your friend. That was really awesome that you were able
yes,
to do
I did,
that.
Didn't I? I am now. He came. Delaney Hamilton. He came from South Africa.
Yes.
He came to Nashville. And we got together, and he went in with me. I recorded Lie to Me. That was the song. And I was recording it, not in my studio. I didn't have that yet. I really am going to redo it, though, because my son has different ideas on it. And so, but I did record it in the studio with Delaney and his sweet wife that came down. They're just wonderful people. And they're just so supportive of me and my career. You know, I told you that Brooke Benton was his all-time favorite artist. And ironically, his all-time favorite song was Lie to Me that I wrote. And I told you, it's funny, he looked for me for years, and he finally found me and got in touch, called me from South Africa. He wanted to meet that white girl that wrote the blues. So that was funny.
Yeah, and then you
so
got to
anyway,
play it.
He came
play with it on the Humagoo for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that day. Oh, man,
yes.
That is awesome. And be safe.
Yeah.
Wow, we are in such, you know, we can talk in the music end here, but what a changed world we have, huh? I mean, prayers all around and everything.
My goodness, if God don't get things back, you know, I don't think we'll ever be normal again, because I think the Lord will come back before that. Because things are getting so bad out there. Do you know about the poor guy that got choked to death by a police officer in, was it Minneapolis?
It is it's
you,
all I
you
keep
know
thinking about,
that.
About how that guy could do that to that person, you know.
I can't stand to think about him screaming, "Mama, help me. I can't breathe," and hollering for his mama, and that stupid man at his knee on it. Oh, it just breaks my heart into, I don't know what, I hope, shoot. This world's in too big of a mess, Tom, if God don't get control and something happen. I'm afraid that they're going to get back out there too quickly and open up and everybody, well, you know, the kids are on the beaches and stuff, and they're defiantly saying, you know, we don't care, we're going to die of something, you know. So it's scary. It really is. I don't get out much.
No, many ways.
Today to go to the doctor.
Yeah, many ways that things haven't changed a lot work-wise, but what other people are, you know, again, talking personal,
nope.
This is my great friend Margie Singleton, myself, and, you know, talking faith, and, you know, you talk it with the words of the gospel and all those things that you do, and I, you know, try to just do it in karma, I say, with my music, but the thing that really, with that tragedy is, I can't watch that. I don't know how anybody can even...
I can't either.
Do you know what I mean? And that is kind of a buffer thing. Some people are really into, not into that, but that whole thing, that's another reason to act as, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
That man had 15, he had 18, I think it was, accusations against him in the police department, and they still kept him on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just...
And everybody before him, or everybody's... All that. And well, I'll tell you what, that's why we have a great tune, and you won a LA Critics Award for a video. You know, Margie, you are 84 now, years young, I believe, because you're 83.
I'm 84.
Knew
I'll
it was
be,
83.
I'll be 85 in October, Tom.
I knew I was close. I saw a video.
You might get too high and
I saw a video of you just last night playing on your couch.
No.
I think it was, like, I don't know, maybe it was,
but
you posted
yeah.
it. I just saw it come on, but it was like.
Oh, you saw my video?
Yeah.
You saw my
Yeah,
Facebook
getting ready for the show,
video.
Right. Mm-hmm. You were playing, you know, with another person, and it was like, you go, Margie.
Yeah,
you know?
That was my little. I
and your
had
webpage.
Over 1,000 hits on that already.
Oh yeah, yeah. And your webpage
this
looks
on,
good.
On Facebook.
It is, and if anybody, give us a call. You could talk to Margie 516-387-1328. I'm on back on the blog talk here. Humagoo 516-387-1328. And you can actually talk to Margie right now. We have 40 minutes left in the show, but yeah, that's just amazing that you're doing. Go ahead.
We're going to be doing more of that. I'm going to be doing a lot of things. I want to tell you about my new project. My son, we wrote a song. It's kind of an autobiography. It's my life. From then till now, it concised in a song, and it's called Nevermind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna tell you nothing else.
I'll tell you what, we're gonna be we'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Jesus is my pusher. I like that because you've had so many different. Well, when your husband died, and now you're kicking it off today. You know what I mean? The last time. Craig and Margie.
Yeah. Well, the ghetto's filled with pushers of me. Children in darkness, servants of sin. Is my pusher now, and he's pushing me on. My supply was exhausted on the brink of despair. I was searching for my pusher, he'd saved me. pusher. He'd been there all the time. Well, I'm on a trip with Jesus. He's pushing me on. My heart is filled with love. On my lips, a happy song. My soul is high on the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus is my pusher and he's pushing me on. From their doc to ease their pain. But I found me this specialist. He satisfies my need. He takes me on a high that you won't believe. Well, I'm on a trip with Jesus. He's pushing me on. My heart is filled with love. On my lips, I have it on. My soul is high on the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus is my pusher now, and he's pushing me
very much. Welcome back to the Who Magoo with Margie Singleton. Y'all come. How you like that one? I love it.
You got to listen here to me. There's a story that you don't know about this. You just tell me. I have an album out there on Amazon. You know what that album was? Patty Page. Patty Page was coming into town to record an album. My ex-husband was her A&R director. He was my husband at that time, Shelby Singleton, and she got sick and couldn't sing, and so they asked me to do the vocal in the sessions so the musicians could work, you know, with the voice. Mm-hmm. And so I recorded all those songs for Patty Page's album. In her keys and everything. That I've got to have that album. You got to get it for me or give me yours. You put your on something else. I've got to see it.
I'm looking for. Actually, I just got the tunes. I got the tunes loaded up. I bought it like three weeks ago. Yeah, Dark Moon I have loaded up for
Dark
you.
Moon.
Shake My Hand and
See
Kiss
if they
Me
have
on
another
the Cheek
one if they
is off of it too. I'm trying to go into my Google library where I got it, and that's where it's from. Here it is.
Well, you're trying to
Margie Singleton, You Gave Me a Mountain.
Huh?
It's called Margie Singleton, You Gave Me a Mountain, Mr. Walker. It's all over. And there's your picture on the top and the front. Yeah. You Gave Me a Mountain,
great. They put
Mr. Walker. It's all over.
I don't know who did that, but I need it. So you got to get it for me.
Margie Singleton. Yeah, there it is. How you like that? That's cool. That discovering some of your tunes on. You got quite a few CDs on Amazon, by the way. You know, yeah, you do. If you just put
do
you
I?
In there, Mark. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm lost in cyberspace. Have you seen my video on Lost in Cyberspace?
It was one of the originals that we chatted about a couple of years ago when I first met you with Michael Stouffer and again MTS Records and all this. Yeah. You're right. We all are.
In cyberspace time.
Hey, we're all learning. Even if you know it, there's so many different things. Just like we were talking about the cell phones, just answering them, sliding them, and how to, you know what I mean? The little devices.
I am a work in progress at 84 years old. I'm still not finished. But anyway, tell your people. I made this little video yesterday on YouTube. I mean, on Facebook. Go to Facebook Live, and I did a little song. Actually, I wrote the song. Do you want me to tell about this?
Yes,
I wrote
this
song on the way to my.
Go ahead. Yeah.
I told it on the video that my friend had cancer, and she had been in trials for 10 years, and one trial would work after the other, and it came to a trial that didn't work on her anymore. So she had just a few weeks to live, and she did not want it to be a sad occasion. She was prepared and was ready to meet the Lord, and so she had him throw a big party for her. And I wrote this song that I did on YouTube yesterday on the way to her visitation, whatever it was, her goodbye party. And that's what that song was. It's called She's Gonna Shine. And I'm going to record that song, but I did it on the little video yesterday. It was, you know, someone you love. It could be he's gonna shine if your daddy, your husband, your child, son. But it happened to be a woman that I was talking about in the song, and it's got a lot of hits on it in one day. So we'll see. I'm definitely gonna record it, but I don't know at what point it's gonna be a record. So if any of your listeners wants to go listen to it on YouTube, Margie Singleton. They can hear it there. It's just a little thrown together thing. We didn't even look at it after. Of course you can on Facebook Live. You have got to take what you got, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And
you sure are quiet today.
Oh no, I'm just so happy that you're on my show. Trying to let you go and talk away. You've done so many cool things, like when Leon Ashley passed away, and then you moved into songs that review, you know, your spirit again, because we talked about that. And then you just wrote that song for that lady. Mm-hmm. And we didn't get the story on You All Come yet, because I was yapping how neat it was to find that CD.
No, you didn't.
So I was thinking back into that
that's
cycle.
That's what I was telling.
But it was so exciting.
That's what I was saying. Patty Page.
Yeah.
Do you know Patty Page?
Yeah, I've heard her. Yes,
okay.
For sure. Yeah.
Well,
she
was coming to Nashville to record. Did I tell your listeners that yet, or just you?
No, go ahead.
About
her coming
to record in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she came to record, and she got sick. and the sessions were already set up to record, had the musicians there, and no artist to sing. So that I was in the studio to do background vocals, and they asked me to sing all the songs that were on the album in her key, and so I did the album. Y'all come, and you said you're going to play Dark Moon.
Yes.
I said, no, I don't have Dark Moon out, but I do, I guess.
That's probably what this all, yes, because everyone's
funny.
Got you. Yeah, they're all in there with you, and I got these loaded up that I found. The other ones in there, You Gave Me a Mountain.
That's
y'all
weird.
Come. Have I told you lately I love you?
No, You Gave Me a Mountain killed. Was not on that album.
Yeah, these
you
are
gave
all
me
these
a mountain
ones with
was
you.
Not on so, that.
Yeah. Burning Old
they
Love
just
Letters.
Made a compilation, I guess.
Yep.
What label is it on? What label is it on?
Let me see what that is. I just got the picture. I got to get to the info for the song. Yeah, I just downloaded it online.
You got the cover?
Yeah, let me take a look at album info. I'll tell you what, let's play a tune and we'll get back to that. Dark Moon right now. Thank you.
Okay. Did you find out what record label that's on?
Well, what it says, it's right on
what's
Amazon
it
here, and it says Hilltop collect, catalog number. It's a collection from Discogs.
Hilltop.
It doesn't say that. Discogs, yeah. Discogs.com.
A
release
it's
number.
It's a compilation of different. Yeah, I got to have that. So try to get me one, and I'll pay you for it.
Yeah, I'll show you. I'll take care of all that for you online. If you look on you, yeah, Margie Singleton, and it all comes right up. You have a lot of different available stuff on there. So you're so relevant.
all the time.
It's just a compilation, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So that's a great find to have that and play that, because I remember when I was at your house, I found some really fast for you just to play some, I think it was a Mercury song or something like that, and I played you know, some of your brilliant career. Let's go through. I love talking about that. What it must have been like for you back, you know, back in the country days, you know, and then, yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, we talked, I think, was the George Jones big box set out on Bear Records when you were here?
Yeah,
they,
a little bit
they
about
made,
that.
Bear Family in Germany, they put out a big box set, what they call it. It has 133 songs in it, a book in it that has all stories about him. And I have about 5 pages in there because I was the first woman to do an album with George Jones. And I had 12 sides in it, and I wrote 2 of them. And come to find out, we cut 14 sides, and I had forgotten it. And one night I was riding along with my guitar player. We'd gone and done a little show, and somehow it came on the radio, this song, One by One. And Lonnie said, "Miss Margie, that's you and George." And I said, "No, that's not me. I didn't sing that song." You know, how you forget. And so they had not put both of the 2 songs in that album. They held them out. And so I listened, and I said, "You know, that is Margie." And so they came on and said, "Margie and George Jones." So it's on YouTube, One by One, Margie Singleton and George Jones, that was not in that album, the original acetate, 33 and a third, but it's in the compilation, the box set. They have all those in there. So
yes,
that's quite a find if anybody likes George Jones, and everybody likes George Jones. I was so honored to be able to have those times with him in the studio.
Oh, that must have been just amazing times. And your website, MargieSingleton.com, is great. You have super pictures that I, you know, looked at before getting ready for the show and, you know, tuned in on. And you have so much cool things on there, all the photos of the stars that you've been with and part of, and, you know, the family, and you know, George Jones and Farron Young and your husband and Leon Ashley and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. We're fixing to build a new website with more of my older pictures in the early days, because that's what we're doing with this song that we're doing now called Nevermind. It's from my very first going on the road, writing songs and going on the roads, and the different kinds of music that I have been influenced by all my life: country, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, gospel. It's all within my soul, and it's all just a blend. I'm a blend of all those things. I'm not, and you know, God has been so good to me, Tom, to allow me this time to find myself again and look back. And it's amazing how you can. You'll wait. I hope you get here in your age and still be able to look back and see all the things that you accomplished. I never grabbed that brass ring, but I've made a lot of tracks in my life. You know, I'm not a Loretta Lynn or Dolly Parton. We were there at the same time, but some are chosen to be superstars, and some of us down here are satisfied with, well, God has got me where he wants me. He might have known I couldn't handle that kind of stardom or something, you know. But I'm very content just to be able to write my songs. And now with people like you, and on the internet and the ways to, that's the way it's going, the future of music anyway, the regular traditional radio is not where it's at right now for artists like me, you know. They only play the superstars, and how do you get to be a superstar if they don't play you, you know? But
and now you
okay.
can build your own.
I got you, Tom.
And, you know, that's always been from the very start, Margie. You know, my MTS Records, a story for myself on this show, I just started playing music like 3 years ago in October. I was doing some sports talk. This is kind of a project I did.
Oh, really?
College radio. Yeah, and I started doing this as a hobby and still is. It's, you know, this is just something I like pay for and do. And, you know, anyways, it's fun. But so I did. And then Michael got a hold of me and offered the music and the interviews. And you were one of the artists with, you know, Richard Lynch and everybody and, you know, Jeremy Parsons, and got to know you and learn as I'm going. Oh, my, you talk about technology. When I was just always so blessed and amazed that you would talk to, you know, me, independent guy, just doing something, you know.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And that's how I felt.
Well,
still do.
You know.
And now you're able to
rock it
with your own studio and your son, too. I'm so blessed that, you have so much good help.
His name, is Steve.
Steve.
His name is Steve Singleton. He was, Steve Singleton. And we're just having a ball. You know what, Tom? I don't know if I told you or not. I married his daddy when I was 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I had him 5 days from my first wedding anniversary on March 25th, 1950.
Gotcha.
We married in 1949, April the 1st. And so we've been kind of like siblings, you know?
Yeah.
And fight and argue like siblings sometimes. Because he's very brilliant musically and producing, and so he's changing me to get perfect, he thinks, but I'm imperfect, you know. But he's working real hard to get, and this stuff I'm cutting is just, it's so different. I can't wait for you to hear some of the things we're doing. I'm trying to get it all in, Tom, because, you know, God's already given me, let's see, he gave me 70 years, right? He gave us all 70 years. And so I've lived almost 15 years longer than that. So we're trying to get it all in that we want to do, so they will have my legacy. I want my great grandchildren to have that legacy of me, and I'm just thanking God that I'm still so viable. And I don't know. Everybody says that's not an 84-year-old woman singing the songs. I'm not tooting my own horn. Please don't think I am.
No, not at all.
But I really don't sound my age. I don't think.
No.
And I'm just so happy that the Lord has given me this time. Yeah.
And again, so, first time we talked since, I chose you and all that, your husband and Leon Ashley passed away, and how that now is, mm-hmm. to bring that up, but how that you have been reborn. I remember that conversation you were just talking about. How that was happening for you 2 years ago, and now you're like, and that's what life is, you know. My father with my mom over here, but new stages, you know. And he's helping you. He's producing. He's in that studio with you all the time, you know.
Oh yeah, it's just phenomenal. I just can't believe, you know. I am so deeply grateful for this time. To my son and I, Leon and I, when we were married, we were on the road working all the time. My kids were grown, but I did not have the time with them during this period of time. Like, you know, I'd come home for a visit and see him every month or so, you know. And so he's given me this time now to Steve went his way, did his music. I hear your kitty cat.
Yes, she is. Laverne has been doing that. Hi, Laverne. My mom was on the phone and somebody asked, who's that guy yelling in your house? Yeah, Laverne, she's playing ball. She's been so fired up, and she's 17. She's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's done. She
yeah, my little downstairs studio with her ball. Yeah, she's got one in her mouth right now. I know. I look back at Laverne. I think you're on air. Oh, Margie, that's just beautiful. But yes, getting to get your son to be able, yeah, this time in life. And, you know, that's what I've been thinking through this tragedy, because I don't know. I'm blessed, I guess. I turn off that outside stuff. I have to with my mother really is like that, too. So, I mean, it's almost demanding. She shuts me down because I can get involved in all this stuff real fast, you know, bad, you know, like, whoa. You know,
yeah,
we better get some food quick and all that kind of stuff. You know,
what she needs to be doing.
You
tell her what she needs to be doing and how to do it. And that's what he does to me. I'm going to tell you something. This is terrible. And I didn't mean it. It just popped out of me. One night I had done a show and he went and he sets up sets everything up for the show. And so we got in the car to come home, and my lady, Linda Denny, that I told you about, that was our manager for so many years, who sadly right now she's in a assisted living. We had to break up our togetherness there. She lived with me after Leon passed away. But anyway, we got in the car and we was coming home, and he said something about something I ought to do. And it was contrary to what I wanted to do. And I said, you know what? I get so mad at you sometimes. Now this is awful. I just sometimes wish that egg had never fertilized. And he almost stopped the car. He said, Mama. I might not should have told that on the air, but it's funny because God knows I love him better than anything in the world, but he gets on my last nerve sometimes.
Oh, no, I
can't. We're siblings. I was 14 years old when he was born, and it's like in the same generation. I have a 70-year-old son, and it's not real. It's not right.
Yes, and again, the humor back to that. We understand all that. I'm, you know, 58, too. You know, we talk. It's just fun, you know. We understand what all
Are
that
you
means, 58? You know. Yeah. See, I probably
You're
didn't
still
think that
a young
when I. Thank you. And I know when I was over by you, I had like 18,000 pounds of coffee in me. That was like, you know, that weekend. I think I got 10 hours of sleep in
turkey,
3 days.
Turkey and coffee.
Yeah,
turkey
and a banana.
And coffee.
And a banana because I keep my diabetes in check. When you're on the road and you're driving, you got no time because when your sugar gets high, you get really tired. That's just what I run, you know. But it was amazing that day.
I want to explain. I want to explain to your listeners. Please don't judge me about the egg fertilizing, because it was all in a joke. It just came out of me. I don't even know where it came from. The devil made me do it, I guess.
Oh, God! God bless you, Margie. He's your. You know.
I just think. I have no filter these days. I figure that I earned everything that, you know, like Bill Carlisle, who was a longtime country music singer, had a lot of hits. And he said when he did something I didn't like, he just pleaded senility. He was senile. So that's what I do. I plead senility.
Oh, that's beautiful. Hey, we got 8 minutes left in the show.
I just
Go ahead. 8 minutes left.
Oh, really? This went so fast. I just saw my first hummingbird on my hummingbird feeder. I love those little birds, and that's my first one to come. That's a good omen.
It's a good omen. They like it. They're so fast. Those guys are amazing. And they're gone. And nature.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, nature and the birds. You know, that's what I love to watch during this time. I don't know, the last many years. We got lots of birds.
I've got birds. I got deer.
Oh, yeah. You're out in the country.
In my yard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know where I am. They run them out of their habitat. They got to live where we are. They don't have nowhere to go. And I've got deer, I've got squirrels, I've got birds. And I've just got a menagerie out here. But I love them, but the squirrels are about to get my last nerve. They're eating on my house and everything else. Did you know they ate wood?
Yeah, they'll do it all right. You got to... Yeah, it's like the chipmunks and all that. They got to go. I mean, my mom would take them away. Yeah. Put them in a cage, catch them, and take them out to the park and release. They get
that's what, I guess that's what we're going to do. Or Steve said he's going to get a BB gun. I said, no, I hate to kill him.
Down there.
He said, oh,
down there. Yeah, we'll take care of him. We'll go.
Yeah.
You know, my buddy Rudy, I was mentioning, they live not far from you, and he was on a picture of him and his wife. They're at the same gas station that I stopped in Hendersonville by your house when I got right there.
Oh,
so
really?
It's such a small – yeah, Rudy and Terry. So hopefully we can get together or something like that pretty soon, you know, in life. But, these from Illinois.
Walking.
They live there. Yeah, you never know in
Are
life. You know, I'll tell you, this pandemic – load up the gas and go if you can, because we don't know what tomorrow will be.
Yeah, I don't. I get Steve to get my gas. I can't do it.
Because
I don't even know how to pump gas.
well, that's good. That's good. You don't need to worry about this.
Well,
you got to write
Leon
some
always
more music.
Did it, and
now.
Linda loved to do it, so she would pump it. I've had to do it maybe a couple of times since he's been gone, but I usually can talk somebody into helping me. You know, this old lady that's helpless. I'll drive into Kroger and the lady knows me, and I'll just wave at her and motion to her to come here.
Oh, that.
So she comes
well, ding,
and
ding.
Fills it up.
Well, ding, ding, back in the day, we used to jump right over the wires, you know, beep, beep, and they'd come out, and that was a job I had. What would you like?
Used to,
regular, and,
you
know, fill it up.
Used to wash your windshield and fill your
pop
tank
your hood.
Up, and now they don't. Yeah. Check your oil.
Yes, we did.
Changed.
I think we did do that.
In my
life, pretty
easy
back then.
I've seen so many changes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've seen so many changes.
Oh, look, the pictures of the recording studios and, you know, the radio that you've done. And, you know, again, honored to have you on my show in this day and age, 2020, you know, all that. But thinking the history of, because my show is a fan of music. So I put this whole thing together originally, you know, or it is. And, to think of all
you've
the
done
cool
a good
things
you job. You really got a
thank you.
You do a lot of interviews, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of held off for a while, but I'm back doing some more right at the cool, you know, musicians that I know, and I get some music from Blind Raccoon and Betsy Brown, some blues and stuff. So I like to chat with those people, and you know. And the neat thing is
you do all kind of music.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a Live 365 where I can play license. Yeah, where I can play the Who and ding, ding, ding and real loud. And it's my show, so I got to have it. So that's how it all started. Cause
you
playing.
Got your office sound.
Yep. I can
got
do
your
my
room
own.
Soundproof.
Oh, no, I don't even have my big speakers
loud,
hooked
too.
Up. It's just all in headphones now and little speakers, but it's just a fun time to be able to, you know, play music for everybody and Karma and chat with you. And Margie, man, you are a music legend, Independent Country Hall of Fame member 2017 with Richard Lynch, you know, and all them stories. And you were inducted. Was it at Nashville? Was it at the...
Wasn't that the stadium?
It was at the Josie Award. Yes,
the Josie
Award. It was at the stadium. Someone had nominated me for the Josie Award. And so that's what I went for. I thought that I was going to get the Josie Award, but
okay.
I got something better, inducted into the Independent Country Music Hall of Fame, yeah, and into the Northeastern Country Music Hall of Fame. And I went the next year to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's a big theater up there, and it's Northeastern Country Music Hall of Fame. It's a big deal, and just about anybody who's anybody has been there. But anyway, I was inducted into that one the next year, so had some good things happen. I'm still paying $2 for a cup of coffee. You know, I'm getting that and a cup of coffee. Don't make you rich, but it's an honor to be. And
yes.
I'm just glad to have had those accolades, you know, and I'm just real honored and blessed, so blessed. And for as long as I got people like you, Tom, that I don't care if the President of the United States didn't want to see me, that's fine. I got you people like Scott Weichel in Traverse City, Michigan. He's a big supporter of mine, and he's like you. He's got
like about 20 seconds.
He goes worldwide on his.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me say goodbye to everybody, and thanks for listening to me, and thank you for having me, Tom.
Thank you, Margie. God bless. We were going to talk very soon. It was a great hour. We'll be back soon. Thank you. Hold on. Talk to you later. Bye-bye, Margie. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay.